Hello there. This is the family doctor.
Customary for the help in this country drugstore to address the patrons with hi.
Well, gee, I... Say, this ain't a country drugstore.
Oh, isn't it? Really, you could have fooled me. All right, buddy. Don't get the dander up.
What do you have?
Well, my name's Marvin Forrest.
Yeah?
I've just arrived in this crossroads of creation with the mater.
What do you mean, mater?
You don't know what mater means? Really?
Come on. What do you want?
No, don't get impatient. I don't think I caught the name.
My name is Harper, Chick Harper. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'll tell you, Chickie. The mater, and for your information, that's my dear old gray-haired mother. The mater and I have just arrived.
Yeah?
Yeah. She's here on some sort of mysterious mission. She won't tell me what it is, but anyway, I guess I'm going to be stuck here for a couple of weeks. Now, of course, I don't carry much cash around with me, and I'd like to have you set up an account for me.
Account? You mean you want to charge stuff?
Well, that's exactly what I mean. You're a bright boy, Chickie.
Hey, listen. I work here at this store, and I got to treat the customers politely. But I don't have to stand for you calling me Chickie. Now, what do you want?
I just told you. I want you to set up a credit account for me while I'm here.
I can't do it.
What? Oh, why can't you?
Mr. May's got to do that.
Mr. May? Well, who's Mr. May?
He's my boss. He owns this drugstore. Didn't you see the name outside?
Well, no, I really didn't. Very well, then. I'll wait until he comes in.
Okay. Now, if you don't want anything, I'll get busy with what I've got to do.
Oh, just a moment, Chickie.
Say, you. I just got through telling you not to call me Chickie. Now, that's the last time I'm going to tell you. My name is Chick Harper. Now, get that straight. And that's what you're going to call me.
Now, careful of the blood pressure. Fate me not, ere I do that I should be sorry for. That's what Cashier said to Brutus, and he really meant what he said. Do you understand, Mr. Harper?
Hey, listen, why can't you come in here and get what you want and get out? What do you have to stand there giving me all that swell talk for?
Swell talk? That's funny, very funny. Well, all right, then. You can whip me up a bit of a chocolate malt.
Okay.
Tell me, Mr. Harper, did you ever attend a military school?
No.
Oh, you're lucky. Very lucky.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've just been graduated from one. The Bayshore School for Boys. And why they call it the Bayshore School, I'll never know. It's 20 miles from a body of water, and that's a reservoir. But it's very swanky. Very exclusive. Only the scions of the very best families go there. Oh, but it's an awful bore. No quips.
Quips?
Yeah. Well, you know, babes, dames, girls.
Oh. Well, there's your malt.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm awfully glad to get through with the place. Old broken-down colonels and majors snooping around all the time. Stiff uniforms, drilling and formations and inspections. The matron tucking you in bed every night at 10.
Tucking you in bed?
Oh, figuratively speaking, of course. They don't really do it. That would have been the limit. Say, there was one old gal that would have liked to, though. She was really the most...
20 cents, please.
Huh?
20 cents for the malt.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, don't rush me, Chickie. Don't rush me. Yeah, there you are. 20 cents.
Thanks.
Well, I will say this for you. You make a right smart malt.
Thanks. That's probably one thing they didn't teach you at the Bayshore School for Boys.
What? Yes, you're quite right. That's one thing they didn't teach us. Well, I guess I'll... Hey, who are the two babes out there walking past your store? Hey, they're all right, especially the little one. Who are they?
They're Ella Mary Bliss. Her father runs the biggest grocery store in Cedarton, and the other one is Faith Windsor. Her father is president of the bank and justice of the peace. It might interest you to know that their folks are very strict.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you're wrong there, my boy. It doesn't interest me, not in the least. Well, see you later. And don't forget to tell the old man to fix up that credit account for the mater and me. She'll take care of it when we're ready to leave this busy metropolis. Well, so long, Chickie.
Chickie. Gosh. Oh, nuts. Gee. Oh, well, I'll have to pay for it. But it was worth it. Bay Shore School for Boys. Mater. Quit. No.
Afternoon, Chick.
Hello.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Dr. Adams, did you see that guy that just left here?
Young Marvin Forrest? Yeah, what about him?
Do you like him, Doc?
Oh, I don't know now. I haven't really had enough contact yet to... Say, what's the trouble? Did he do anything to rile you just now, Chick?
Yes, he did. I used to live in a city, too, but if that's the kind of a guy they're turning out in big cities now, give me Cedarton.
Well, now, you mustn't let people get you upset, Chick. Live and let live. You've got to adjust your likes and dislikes and personal characteristics to those of other people. Did it ever occur to you that you might have some little trait that might get under other people's skins now and then?
No, sure, I know I ain't perfect, not by a long shot. But at least I ain't high hat.
No, you're not, Jake. Oh, well, laugh it off. That's what I have to do lots of times. Fill this order for me, will you, please? It isn't a prescription, so you don't have to wait for Pete May. Just fix it up, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right, Dr. Adams, I'll get it out for you right away.
What's that? Say, who's back there? Say now, I'll bet. Here, you two boys. Stop this. Why, you're wrecking Pete Mayer's store. Cut it out now. Now, what's the idea?
Wait a minute.
One at a time. Chick, what's this all about?
No, he keeps calling me Chicky. He just got me so I couldn't control myself, that's all. He's trying to pick a fight. He's been doing it ever since he came into the store.
Is that right, Marvin?
Oh, he's soft. He can't take it.
I can't. Huh? Well, I'll show you.
Yes, I said stop this nonsense. Now, you listen to me, you two. Cedarton's too small a place to have any hard feelings running around town loose. And I'm going to appoint myself a committee of one to put a stop to it. Chick, there's a clear space about 20 feet square out in back of our building, isn't there?
Yes.
And there's a light on the front of that shed out there, isn't there?
Yeah.
All right, now. I want you two to meet me out there at 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, what's the idea?
Never mind. You just be there, Marvin. And you too, Chick.
Okay.
All right, now. Come along, Marvin. I'll drive you up to the hotel.
All right, Doctor.
And don't forget, 8 o'clock tonight.
No, he'll never show up. He's just yellow, that's all.
No, Jake, I don't really believe he is.
Yeah, you just bet I'm not.
Oh, evening, Marvin.
Oh.
Now, I've brought along a couple of pairs of gloves. Bought them this afternoon at Rankin's Hardware.
Gloves?
They're boxing gloves.
Boxing gloves?
Oh, didn't you get the idea this afternoon? Well, as a committee of one, I've decided that you two boys are going to box it out. And I said box it out, not fight it out. You understand?
Well, yeah. Slow with me.
All right, now. And the fellow who wins this match gets the gloves. Is that all right?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Very well. Now, remember, the Marcus of Queensberry rules are good in this match. No hitting in the clinches, no hitting below the belt. And when a man is down, the other man will go to a neutral corner. All understood?
Yeah.
Now, I'll shake hands.
Huh? You're not supposed to shake hands in a spite fight.
This isn't a spite fight. It's a boxing match. Now, shake hands.
Okay.
All right. Now, take your corners. All right. Go. Chicks down, Marvin. Go to neutral corner. One, two, three, four.
He isn't hurt badly, is he, Doctor?
I don't think so. 8, 9, 10. Chick,
Come on, Jake.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I hope I didn't hit you too hard.
Huh? Oh, no. Oh, that's all right. Gee, you got a terrific right there, pal.
Yes? Well, your left jab to the jaw isn't any love tap.
All right. Get up, Jake. Here, we'll give you a hand. There. Now, you see, boys, if more folks would go to each other and have these little misunderstandings out, there wouldn't be nearly so many hard feelings stirring us all up into a frenzy all the time. I saw that you two lads wanted to have a go at fisticuffs, and so that's why I arranged this little match.
It was okay, too, wasn't it, Forrest?
You bet it was, Chicky.
I'll lay off me, will you?
Hey, stop it! Stop it in the name of the law!
What's the matter now, Bill?
Chief Police, the Cedar, and I come in. Dog Adams.
Yes, Mr. Benson, what's the matter with you?
Well, Maddie Clark phoned over to the station house and said she could see from her back window that there was a fight going on over here. She said a couple of hoodlums and an old hobo was having it out something fierce.
Oh, she did, eh?
Yeah.
Well, Chief, you're just in time to present the gloves to the winner, battling Marvin Forrest.
Marvin Forrest? Why, not that rich young dude that's...
Come along, boys. Chief of Police Benson is just about to treat a couple of hoodlums and an old hobo to some malted milk. What do you say, Bill?
Well, thanks. I don't mind. Who, me? Oh. All right, Doc. Never let it be said that Bill Benson never done his duty when he's seated. Come on, boys. Come on.
Okay.
Family doctor.
How's the little chickadee today?
Oh, come on. You have to lay off that chicky and chickadee stuff now. You've had your fun.
All right, then I'll quit.
Thanks, pal. Well, what do you have this time?
Need you what? My usual chocolate malt, of course.
Okay.
Say, I've been in your town almost a week now, and you've never introduced me to those two neat-looking little babes that passed the store the first day I was here.
No? Well, that's funny, isn't it?
Oh. Oh, now I get it.
You do, huh? Quite clever of the lad.
You're sweet on one of them, aren't you?
Well, maybe I am.
Oh, which one? I'll lay off her. Either one's good enough for me to date while I'm in Cedarton.
Which one, huh?
Yeah. Which one do you go for? Oh, come on. You can tell a pal.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope. I've gone out with both of them at various times, and I don't know which I like best.
Well, in that case, I can take my choice.
No, no.
Oh, come on, chick. I'll tell you. Why not double date?
Double? Well, what do you mean? Here's your malt.
Oh, I mean you take one and I'll take the other.
Oh, and the four of us go out somewhere together, huh?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, that wouldn't be bad. Okay.
Well, then I'll take the little one.
Hey, that's faith wins. I thought you said I could take the one and you'd take the other.
What I really meant, pal, was that I'd take my choice and you'd take the other.
Okay, Mr. Forrest. Hey, pipe down. Here they come.
Oh, pardon me.
Yes.
I guess we were a little noisy.
Miss Windsor and Miss Bliss, this is Mr. Forrest.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Forrest.
Marvin, this is Faith and Ella Mary.
Glad to know you. This is quite a town you have here.
Oh, do you think so? Well, we get a little fed up with Cedarton sometimes.
Yes, I guess we do.
Oh, well, of course, it isn't like the city, but it's all right in its way. They've got some pretty nice people here.
Oh, do you really think so, Mr. Forrest?
You bet I do. And you can just call me Marvin.
All right, Marvin.
Well, that's better.
Faith? say, girls, Marvin suggested that we all go out together some evening soon.
Oh, my, wouldn't that be fun? Oh, but where'd we go?
Well, there's a dance over at Dunlap tomorrow night. Could we go there?
Why not?
Oh, yeah, let's.
Well, I don't know. I've got to ask Mama.
Well, yes, and I guess maybe I'll have to ask my mother, too.
Hey, what's the matter? How far is this Dunlapburg, anyway?
Oh, about 20 miles or so.
What? 20 miles? And you'll have to ask your folks?
Well, Mr. Forrest, if that's so unpleasant to you, we'll just call the whole thing off.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Faith. I didn't mean anything by that. As a matter of fact, I'm glad to have you ask your mothers. I'll tell you, really, it's quite a relief to find people like you, after some of the gals that I've had to go out with.
Oh, is that so? Well, if you're such a gad about Mr. Forrest, maybe we Searton girls will be too dull for you.
Oh, my gosh, what have I said now?
This is no laughing matter, Ella Mary Bliss.
Oh, I think it is.
What?
Faith, you know we all want to go over to the dance at Dunlap tomorrow night. Well, then, what are we all quarreling about?
Well, I guess maybe Ella Mary's right.
hey, look, here comes Dr. Adams. He's a good scout. Let's ask him what he thinks about it.
Oh, okay.
Good idea. Yeah.
Hello, folks.
Oh, hi, Doc.
Yeah. Where's Pete Maine, Chick?
I'll get a little lunch, I guess.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll leave this prescription with you. Ask him to fill it, and then you can take it over to the Webbs, if you will.
Sure.
Oh, Dr. Adams.
Yes, Faith?
Well, do you think... Well, I mean, what would you say if...
Oh, I'll ask him. Say, what is this? What are you girls and boys getting at?
Well, Doctor, we'd all like to go over to
Dunlap.
Yeah, to Dunlap. To the dance tomorrow night.
Huh. What about it?
I want to take Faith, and Chick wants to take Ella Mary.
Yeah?
Do you think their mothers will let them go?
Oh, I see. I'm to be the oracle, eh? It's up to old Dr. Adams to deliver himself of a prophecy. Is that it?
Well, Doctor, you always know what everybody thinks in Cedarton, even before they do themselves.
Oh, do I?
Sure you do.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. Then you can draw your own conclusions.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When I was a boy on my father's farm years ago...
Not so many years ago, Doctor.
Yes, a good many years. But anyway, down on the farm, we used to raise a lot of pretty good horses. My father was very proud of them. And he had a right to be. When a horse left our farm, it was under full control. Well-trained. A thoroughbred. No matter what purpose the horse was trained for, it was under control. Whether it was for a racing stable down in Kentucky, a riding academy up in Chicago, or whether the horse was to be used in farm work, it was a thoroughbred. You know what I mean, Chick. You used to be a jockey.
Yes, sir.
Well, doing my share in training those horses, one thing I found out was this. The young colts could never learn by reason. They always had to learn one thing or another by habit. They had to try a mistake out 5 or 6 times before they found out they weren't going to be allowed to get away with it. Then they'd come around to doing things our way. And then, when I got to studying medicine and folks, I found out that the difference between horses and people was this. Horses have to learn right from wrong by the old animal method of trial and error, while people can learn right from wrong by the experiences of others, by reason. Folks are able to get themselves under control by thinking things out for themselves. Horses can't. Did I make myself clear?
I think you did, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. All I meant to end up by saying was that if these young ladies think they've convinced their folks by this time that they've got themselves under control, well, I think you'll all be able to take in that dance over at Dunlap tomorrow night.
Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Adams' residence. Well, the doctor's retired. What? Oh, just a minute, please. Hold the wire a minute. Grant. Grant, wake up. Grant, it's an emergency.
What was that?
An emergency.
All right, honey. On the phone, are they?
Yes. It's young Chick Harper from the Mays drugstore.
All right. Hello? Yes, Chick? Yes? Oh, all right, Chick. There'll be somebody right there. And I'll get down as soon as I can. It's all right. Hello? Say, this is Dr. Adams. Yes, call the county hospital at Dunlap and have them send the ambulance out to the Cloverton Crossroad. Yeah, it's an accident. Tell the hospital, I'll be right there.
Grant. An accident?
Yes. Make me a cup of tea while I'm dressing, Lou.
Who was hurt?
I don't know yet. Chick said the car turned over twice. Honey, from what he said, I'm afraid.
Oh, Grant.
Ella, Mary, and Faith were in that car, along with Chick and that new young fellow, Marvin Forrest.
Oh. Well, I'll get the tea.
Just a Friday. A young colt. The poor kid.
How is he, Dr. Adams? How's Marvin?
He's in very bad shape, Chick.
Oh, gosh.
You and the girls were lucky.
Yeah. Where are the girls, Doctor?
Oh, they're all right. Nothing wrong with them except nerves. They're resting now.
And Marvin?
Chick, he's got to have a transfusion right away.
Transfusion? You mean... Well, Doc, will I do?
Are you game?
Well, sure, let's go.
All right, come on then. I'll give you a test. He's all right.
Anything else, Doctor?
No, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Jump, I tell you, jump!
Now, listen, young fella. Nobody's going to jump, especially you.
Huh? Oh, Dr. Adams, huh?
Yes, Marvin.
Oh, hello. Gee, I'm sorry, Doctor. I kind of let you down, didn't I?
Did you?
I guess I did. I guess I know better than one of those young colts you were talking about. I think I've learned now.
I think you have, too.
Is everybody else all right?
Yep, everybody's all right.
Oh, that's good.
You know, Marvin, I guess this is partly my fault, too.
Your fault? What do you mean, Dr. Adams?
I mean, I talked a lot about horses being out of control. I've had a lot of things trying to convince you young folks that people can get out of control, too. But you know, I forgot to say anything about automobiles.